This week's parasha, Parashas Naso, mentions the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. Kosevorchas b'nei Yisrael omar lahem yivarechecha yoyer yisa. And then the pasuk concludes v'samu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Kohanim, you put my name on Klal Yisrael v'ani avarechem, and I will bench them. What does that mean, v'ani avarechem? So Rashi has two interpretations. And in one parish, Rashi says, V'ani avarechem means that I will give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you do your job, V'samu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael, and I'll be maskim to your bracha, to the bracha of the Kohanim, and I'll give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. Question is, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need the bracha of the Kohanim b'chlal? If he's really the one who's giving the bracha, so then let him give the bracha straight. Why does he have to command the Kohanim to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael? And then he says, if you do so, if some wish me al b'nei Yisrael, if you give the bracha to Klal Yisrael, then I'll be maskim to your bracha, and I'll give them a bracha as well. What's more, what does v'samu es shemi al b'nei Yisrael mean? Put my name on Klal Yisrael. What does that lush on me? The Rashbam has a very beautiful idea here. He writes that kol sevarchas b'nei Yisrael means, klomar lo sevarchu mi birchas pichem. Don't give them your personal bracha. But rather, your bracha should be a tefillah. You should daven to me that I should give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. Kamosh mefarish, yivarechecha Hashem. Yivarechecha Hashem. Yoyer Hashem. Yisa Hashem. Bench Klal Yisrael with my name, with my shame. Zokter Rashbam, v'ani eshma kolchem, kasher tomru v'avorchem liYisrael. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shlom says. V'shamu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avorchem, if you give a bracha to Klal Yisrael with my shame, yivarechecha Hashem, yoyer Hashem, yisa Hashem, then I will be maskim to your bracha and I'll give them my bracha. K'mo shemefarish, v'samu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael. When the Kohanim give a bracha to Klal Yisrael b'shem Hashem, v'lo b'shmam, what the Rashbam is telling us is that Kol Sevarchas B'nei Yisrael means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzava the Kohanim to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael b'shem Hashem. If they give a bracha b'shem Hashem, if they reveal, if they underscore to Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makar HaBracha, it's not their own personal bracha, but rather Hashem is the Makar HaBracha, He's the source of all bracha. And by giving the bracha b'shem Hashem, they will teach Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makar HaBracha, so that we'll all understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all of our blessing. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mevarech to Klal Yisrael. He'll make all the bracha b'chal. He'll put all of his Shefa bracha. The bracha that the Kohanim give will be chal through the Birchas Hashem. We know that every bracha begins Baruch Atah Hashem. What does that mean? We're giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our bracha. So what does that mean? The Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Tov Lamed, in the Mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, that Baruch Atah Hashem doesn't mean, blessed are you Hashem, we want to give you a bracha. But rather it means, you are the Makar HaBracha. This very point. Sefer HaChinuch says, every single bracha begins in that fashion. Baruch Atah Hashem, the Iker of the bracha, he says. The main focus of the bracha is the Hoda'ah, the expression of thanks, of appreciation. The realization that we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all the brachas we have. And that's really the purpose of the Birchas Kohanim. V'samu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael. When the Kohanim give a bracha b'shem Hashem, when they teach all of Klal Yisrael that the Makar HaBracha is the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's when V'ani Avarchem, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha to Klal Yisrael, when he causes all of his Shefa bracha to take effect. We all want bracha. But the way to be zocha to bracha is by appreciating that Hashem is the source of all bracha. When we internalize that awareness and when we express our appreciation for all of the bracha that we do have, then we can hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond and He'll shower us with even more of His bracha. Good Shabbos.